Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the presentation of the 3M 2019 financial results of Schaltbau Holding AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Wolfgang Güsken, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. This is Wolfgang Güsken. As the investor relations representative of Schaltbau, I'm happy to welcome you to our 3M 2019 results conference call this afternoon. Today, we will have our CEO, Albrecht Köhler, and our CFO, Thomas Dippold, lead you through the call. In the Q&A session following the presentation part of the event, in addition, our Chief Officer for Mobile and Stationary Transportation Technology, Volker Kregelin, will be available as well. For those of you who have not already downloaded from our website the Q1 2019 presentation document, which will support this call, please go to schaltbaugroup.com and access the file in the presentation section of the investor relations and media landing page. If this is not an option, you should also be able to follow the call even without the presentation document at hand. Jumping right into the document on slide two, we comment that today's presentation contains forward-looking statements regarding future developments based on information currently available. As a result of risk and uncertainties, actual outcomes could differ from the forward-looking statements made. Schaltbau does not intend to update these forward-looking statements. Numbers provided in the presentation may not add up due to rounding. Finally, please take notice that this call will be recorded and that a replay of the call will be made available on our website. With this, I hand it to our CFO, Thomas Dippold, who will lead you through the 3M 2019 financials before our CEO, Albrecht Köhler, will conclude the presentation part of the call with some summary comments on why we feel it is worth having a closer look at Schaltbau's current. Thomas, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Wolfgang. This is Thomas Dippold, and it's my pleasure to guide you through the financial figures of Q1 2019. Before I start to present the business development of our group in the first 3 months, let me quickly comment on slide number five, what we've already achieved in Q1. The previous slide, number four, shows our major KPI for your information only. Come to slide number five. Here you see our ongoing restructuring efforts from a financial and an operational perspective. We are consistently continuing on our path of financial restructuring and made good progress with regard to our upcoming refinancing process. Currently, we have a number of options that we are pursuing in order to get the best financing for Schaltbau Group. As mentioned in our full year 2018 call, our auditors gave us an unqualified audit opinion in the 2018 financial statements, stating that it's very likely that Schaltbau will reach a sufficient refinancing agreement until end of the year 2019. We believe that we will be able to provide more specifics on that quite soon. After we had put our Spanish subsidiary CEPSA up for sale already in November 2017, we received an offer from a strategic investor with rail industry background for the acquisition of CEPSA's key assets. Since the current financial situation of CEPSA requires the initiation of liquidation proceedings, CEPSA's management filed a corresponding application for liquidation. The investor plans to acquire the relevant assets out of liquidation. A mandatory requirement, therefore, is the approval from Spanish liquidation court, which as of today is still pending. CEPSA's business operations are to be continued during the liquidation proceedings and following the acquisition of the assets by the investor. With regard to our Spanish subsidiary Alte, we were able to negotiate price increases and other contributions from our main customers in order to stabilize the financial situation of the company. Nevertheless, on February the 18th of this year, we decided to put Alte up for sale. we believe that a strategic investor is more likely to successfully restructure the business on the long run than we are. Apart from that, all other restructuring activities are ongoing and on track. Our two operational excellence programs, Fit for Future and A Tiempo, both initiated in 2018, are well on its way and show first positive impacts. Slide 6 provides an overview of the operational performance in Q1 2018. The most important message, Schaltbau is back on track. After 3 years with losses on a reported basis, we had a successful start in 2019. The restructuring measures implemented in previous years are finally paying off, and Schaltbau Group came out profitable after the first 3 months of this year. Components and mobile transportation are on track. Pinch Group is also generating profits, however, partly driven by positive one-off effects. Order intake increased by 9.9 million euro or 6.6% compared to last year. On a comparable basis, excluding the contributions of the sold Pinch-Bubenzer Group as well as SEPSA and ALTE, order intake increased by 13.3% year-on-year to 152.5 million euro. On group level, the company generated total sales of 134.8 million euro in Q1 2019. Adjusted group sales are at 120 million euro, a 15.2% increase compared to the same quarter last year. Earnings before interest and taxes for the past 3 months reached 8.4 million euro. Excluding restructuring expenses of 0.7 million euro, EBIT before exceptional items is at 9.1 million euro or 6.7% of sales. Based on this solid performance in sales and EBIT in Q1 2019, we confirm the operating guidance for the full fiscal year. On slide 7, you see the order intake reported and like-for-like. Order intake of Schaltbau Group increased in Q1 2019, 6.6% compared to Q1 last year. Excluding SEPSA, ALTE and Pinch-Bubenzer, the like-for-like order intake was 152.9 million euro, an increase of 17.9 billion euro or 30.3%. Mobile transportation was the main driver, especially RAVAG and Bode, Germany. Components had a solid growth versus last year as well. Stationary transportation, like for like, was slightly below the level of Q1 2018. As of March 31st this year, the order book is at comfortable 610.4 million euro, 20.1% higher than the order value end of March 2018. This high order book will help us grow successfully in the future. Coming to slide number 8. In Q1 2019, sales benefited overall from significant volume increases in mobile transportation as well as components. In total, Schaltbau Group was able to achieve sales of 134.8 million euros in Q1, which corresponds to an increase of 10.6 million euro or 8.5% compared to the first quarter of last year. Excluding SEPSA, ALTE and Pinch-Bubenzer, sales in Q1 2019 even increased by 15.2% to 120 million euro compared to Q1 last year. Looking at the individual segments, mobile transportation is responsible for the largest part of the overall increase in sales. Components also contributed to this with a solid sales growth. Like for like, Pinch Group also achieved an increase in sales from 8.5 million euro to 14.6 million, mainly driven by sales of material for platform screen doors in Brazil, pushouts from 2018 into Q1 2019, and invoicing of two significant change orders. Please turn to slide number 9, which shows both our reported EBIT of 8.4 million euro and the EBIT before exceptional items of 9.1 million euro. The restructuring cost of 0.7 million euro to mainly consist of external consulting and chief restructuring officer expenses. No further exceptional items were incurred in Q1 2019 so far. Coming to slide number 10. We had a successful start in Q1 2019, achieving an EBIT of €8.4 million. We were able to improve our profitability, and we are confident that we will achieve our EBIT guidance for 2019. The EBIT improvement is mainly caused by the expected sales growth in all continued businesses. Stationary transportation in particular recorded a significant increase in EBIT compared with Q1 2018 due to operative one-off effects from platform screen door sales and invoicing of change requests. We also made significant progress in productivity increases and material cost savings as part of our restructuring activities. In addition, we have stabilized the economic situation at Alte, mainly due to customer contributions and operative performance improvements. On the next slide, you see our cash flow development. We achieved a free cash flow of minus €6.6 million in Q1 2019 compared to positive €14 million in the first 3 months 2018. A negative cash flow from operating activities of minus €4.3 million and a negative cash flow from investing activities of minus €2.3 million contributed to this. Last year's positive free cash flow of €14 million was impacted by the sale of Finch Bubenzer and the release of funds from an escrow account. Despite the significant improvement in EBIT, working capital in Q1 2019 has developed negatively, mainly due to an increase in inventories. However, a comparison of working capital with Q1 of last year shows working capital remained at the same level despite the mentioned increase in sales. Positive changes in cash flow from financing activities mainly result from a cash inflow from the syn loan and a lower cash outflow due to dividend payments to minorities. Last year's negative cash flow from financing activities was impacted by loan repayments of €66 million versus cash ins from the capital increase of €46 million. I'm coming to the analysis of the segments. On slide 12, you can see the development of mobile transportation for Bode Group. In this segment, order intake totaled €96.2 million in Q1 2019, 18% up versus first quarter last year. Sales also increased significantly by 15.3% to €81.5 million. Like for like, quarterly sales amounted €66.7 million, an increase of 13.1% compared to the same quarter last year. This growth is mainly attributable to the positive business performance of Bode Group. EBIT amounted €3.4 million after negative €0.3 million in Q1 2018. While last year's Q1 EBIT was hit by a negative EBIT contribution of €1.7 million from the Spanish subsidiary Alte, the successful negotiations of customer contributions and productivity improvements were reflected in Q1 2019 EBIT with an improved result of €1.5 million to still negative €0.2 million. On slide 13, you can see the performance of Stationary Transportation Technology, or Pinch Group. Order intake declined by roughly 42%, mainly due to the sale of Pinch Bubenzer in Q1 2018. Adjusted for Pinch Bubenzer, order intake of Pinch Group reached €16.1 million in Q1 2019, compared to €17.8 million in the prior year period. Sales adjusted for Pinch Bubenzer increased significantly year on year from €8.5 million to €14.6 million in Q1 2019, mainly due to customer-driven project delays from end of last year and inventory sales for platform screen doors. Segment EBIT improved to €1.1 million compared to minus €3.5 million in the prior year quarter. This positive development is mainly driven by platform screen door sales in Brazil and by high margin change requests. Those operative one-off effects cannot be expected in upcoming quarters. On the next slide, you can see the development of components. Order intake in components in Q1 2019 was €46.8 million, 15.8% up on last year's level of €40.4 million. Snap action switches and option orders for driver desk and master controller mainly caused this strong increase in order intake. Sales also developed positively with a 5.4% increase to €38.7 million, driven by the ongoing high demand of connectors, snap action switches, and contactors. EBIT is at €7.1 million compared to €8.3 million in Q1 2018. Despite the decline, we still maintain a good operating profitability in this segment. The lower margin is impacted by a moderate number of new hires in order to secure future growth. Ladies and gentlemen, on slide 15, you can see an overview of our current equity and net debt situation. Currently, Schaltbau's shareholder equity totals €96 million, and the equity ratio is 22.4%. The increase in shareholders' equity is mainly attributable to the positive quarterly result. The increase of net debt up by €10 million in Q1 2019 is mainly driven by higher inventories, as already mentioned. Coming to the last chapter of my presentation, the guidance, on slide 16. Based on the positive development in the first quarter 2019, we are confident to achieve the guidance we made for the full fiscal year. The Schaltbau Group continues to expect a positive business development compared to the previous year, as well as further cost savings, largely due to the measures already initiated and continuous improvements. Excluding the two subsidiaries, Zepsa and Alte, which have been held for sale, the group therefore expects sales of €480 to €500 million and an EBIT margin before one-off effects of around 5-6% for the fiscal year 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention during the finance section of this conference. I now hand over to Albrecht Köhler, our CEO.
Thank you, Thomas, for commenting our 3M 2019 financials and our outlook for the year. Also from my side, welcome everybody to today's investor and analyst call. Following the review of our numbers, I would like to take a step back and summarize once more why I feel it's worth having a closer look at Schaltbau at current. Please move to slide 17, Schaltbau Group investment case. Of high relevance to our success is that Schaltbau operates in an attractive market environment. Urbanization and digitization megatrends are driving demand for new rail vehicles and rail infrastructure, with expected annual overall regional average growth rates of between 2 and 5% over the next couple of years. As for Schaltbau's specific rail market applications, average annual growth rates should even be higher, driven by the high share of rail car entry systems in our portfolio, a market which should see annual growth rates of 10% or more in the next couple of years. This is because with a higher share of metro cars, the number of rail doors system units sold will outpace the number of train cars sold, and because incremental functionality such as ticketing and passenger recognition will make the train entry systems more valuable, driving higher average price tags per unit sold. This trend is also valid for bus doors, where Schaltbau is well positioned to take significant share in upcoming applications such as autonomous-driven small group taxis, so-called people movers. Further, the trend towards the increased use of direct current, so-called DC technology in energy supply, transport and consumption is highly beneficial to Schaltbau. As a rail industry supplier, Schaltbau has built 9 decades of experience in DC switching technology, in an industry where DC had continued to be around despite of decades of alternate currents, so-called AC technology dominance in many other industries until the end of the last century. The market for DC contactors relevant for Schaltbau should grow by more than 20% per year on average for the next couple of years, driven by applications such as windmills, solar panels, electric buses, trucks and cars, including their charging infrastructure and industrial plant energy management systems. This demand is largely independent of the rail industry and is broadly distributed, filling our business to the largest extent in the component segment. Also of major relevance is that Schaltbau has very stable customer relationships, especially in the rail sector where demand is largely independent from cyclic swings and where Schaltbau operates in oligopolistic markets with oftentimes lengthy listing procedures. In addition, as already demonstrated in the last couple of quarters, we are on our way to ramp our operating profitability back to historical levels of 7-9% of the sales until 2021, step by step and largely driven by process improvements. And finally, we have put major efforts into cleaning up our balance sheet with major risk removed in 2018. With SEPSA filing for liquidation, an Indian rail supplier, MEDA offers to purchase SEPSA's key assets out of the liquidation mess, it is highly likely that SEPSA operation will be continued. At the same time, SEPSA is not part of the Schaltbau anymore, significantly reducing complexity. As for Alte, we are confident to divest as well the latest until the end of June. With this, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your attention and hand it back to Wolfgang. Wolfgang, please take over.
Thank you, Albrecht. Many thanks to you and to Thomas for the comments. And before opening the floor for questions, let me hint you to our investor calendar on slide 18. We will be holding our annual general meeting on the 18th of June in Munich, and we will be back with our 6M 2019 interim statement on the 31st of July. Now I hand it back to Arkadin to manage the Q&A process.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we received is from Alex Maholstein from DZ Bank. The line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my question. It's Alex Maholstein from DZ Bank. I've got three questions, please. First, maybe I've missed it, but could you please quantify the one-off profits on EBIT from PDS sales and change requests in Q1 within stationary transport? I mean, which run rate should we expect here underlying for the coming two quarters, please? And the next question is on components. I understand you hired some automotive experts in order to pursue your strategy. So my question is this the new normal margin level, or were there some kind of extra one-time surge cost or else included? So will you continue hiring for the coming quarters, or is this finished for now? And the third question, by which quarter do you expect to get clarity regarding the use of the 8 million loss provision booked for SEPSA? Would this be marked as a one-off, yes or no, please? Thank you.
Mr. Hauenstein, thank you for your questions. This time, three questions in a row and not just one by one. So we hopefully grabbed everything and can answer the questions accordingly. The first one, you listened quite well because I simply didn't mention the operative one-off effect in our stationary yeah. business. It was actually around 2 million that were in our books so far in Q1 that are related to the PSD sales and the push-outs from last year as an EBIT contribution for this business, and the change orders, of course, as well. The second question regarding the slightly reduced margin in our components business. We think, I mean, there were a couple of one-offs, but they were also related or we had some in 2018 with the surge costs already. They don't play such a major role. We think that this margin that we see right now and the sales growth also in other markets, which are at least if you go to automotive, you don't have margin of 20% in automotive, and this is a reason why we think that this margin that we see now and the setup that we have now is stable and we continue on this level. And the last question you mentioned, I hope I got it right, is the one-off cost are in relation with the sale of SEPSA, with the guarantees and the one-off cost that are related to that. Actually, we cannot 100% foresee because it depends on how much the customers and also some suppliers, it depends on who's the owner of this guarantee, really takes us into charging us with that. Once we have an overview when the liquidation period is really started, then we have the feedback from the relevant parties. And we think that by Q2, when we have to do our Q2 books, then we should be a little bit clearer how much is really hitting us in this particular phase.
But the worst case is on the line, you know, Lenny.
Exactly. This is the worst case with the 8 million in total.
Yes, understood. So the worst case is minus 8 million, so it's done and no effect at all. And in the best case, you have some one-time gain, which you would probably mark as a one-off, right?
Gains we don't have.
Or provision release, let's say, like that.
No, we don't have a provision for that because it's a guarantee. It's like a off-balance liability. There's no.
Okay. In best case, it's zero. In worst case, it's a bit.
Exactly. That's how it is.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Sure.
The next question we received is from Winfried Becker from Pareto Securities. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two questions. The first one relates to the development of free cash flow and in connection with it, the working capital performance. I assume that one reason for the increase in working capital is the higher volumes you have to manage. Question is that the right assumption, or are there any other arguments? Then I would be happy you would comment on this a little bit more, and looking forward, maybe you could give us some verbal comments how it will continue during the next quarters. That's the first one. And the second one is about the operational excellence programs you mentioned on slide 5. Could you comment or maybe give a number if possible how these programs, the Fit for Future and Tiempo, contributed to the first quarter results? If no number, would be fine if you could make some additional verbal comments here, and what will be the next steps also looking forward into the upcoming quarters in fiscal year 19. That would be helpful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mr. Becker, first your question according to working capital. It's a right assumption you did that this working capital increase is because of our increase of sales and surely you can imagine we have a throughput time of 6 weeks, for example, in the doors. So if you order material, you have surely an increase of working capital. So your second question, according to operational excellence programs, I would say count it directly now, what is the contribution of the operational excellence, but this is a significant, I would say, portion of our improvement, which we have in this segment, no doubt about.
On the one hand side, we achieve higher sales. This is probably the best thing that we can do, that we can serve our customer with far higher sales in a three-shift production that was kind of fully loaded also 2 years ago, and we managed to have significantly higher sales, but also significantly higher EBIT, mainly at Bode and Rawak.
We can see it other way around. Yeah, if we would not do this, we would not be able to have the throughput in terms of the sales in this segment would not be able.
So, if I may ask that, is these two programs, are they mainly directed to generate higher sales? If I got it right in my mind, I remember that we also talk about some cost savings initiatives or cost control initiatives which are included in this program. So far, I want to ask again in which direction the program might go.
It's both, Mr. Becker. On the one hand side, you know, we are fighting for profitable orders, and this is exactly what we are winning in the market, that we have made sure that we only take attractive orders, and those ones we definitely want to take. So we have a high intention to also put them through our production. On the other hand, you're completely right. We also work on streamlining and improving the production process, increase productivities, introduce modern ways of production and logistic and supply chain activities. So the overall contribution just at Bode should be roughly 2 million in this year out of this program.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Very helpful. Thanks a lot, Mr. DuPont.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We received a follow-up question of Winfried Becker. Your line is now open again.
Hello, could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Then maybe a third one from my side. Concerning the net financial debt performance, I've recognized a 10 million increase end of Q1 compared to last year. Is there any particular reason behind that? You mentioned in the footnote lease liabilities are not included. Would you like to make a comment if we would include the lease liabilities, how high or low is the figure, then would be very helpful. And again, looking forward, having in mind the refinancing need of the 100 million, very often touched, how will net financial debt develop over the next quarters? Thank you.
Mr. Becker, the net financial, the net debt increased by 10 million. This is mainly because of the higher inventory that we had. Of course, as usual in Q4, we did a lot in order to keep our net working capital to the levels whatever we can improve there is what we did. Mm-hmm. But then sooner or later, we also have to order new things for the new projects, and this is exactly the effect. It's the same effect we had. By the way, it's an industry standard, and this is the same effect you have in a Q1 as in the previous years. So our net working mm-hmm. capital is exactly at the same level we had last year, despite we have higher sales this year. So all our we are fighting for lower working capital, but as we already mentioned the previous calls, our utmost interest is serving our customers with profitable projects, and this is also the reason why net working capital, especially inventory, is priority, unfortunately, number two, but we need to make sure that we get higher margins mm-hmm. and higher profitability first before mm-hmm. we optimize on this regard. What we mentioned is that we don't, I mean, the new standard, IFRS standard 16 with the lease liabilities looks like we have an impact of 14 to 15 million in our balance sheet, which our balance sheet gets longer. We have it on the asset side, and we also have it on the liability side, but it's not reflected really in it. It's nothing that we finance. It's just a liability that we show it. So maybe this footnote is a little bit misunderstanding.
Okay.
It's just we just should wanted to say it hasn't got to do anything with financing from the banks. This is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But with these 110 million, I think you are still in line with all the covenants you have fixed with the banks. Is that right?
Well, actually, in the still ongoing restructuring mode, we don't have real covenants in place, but we have a kind of how do we move on with the restructuring on our overall level? And mm-hmm. as you see okay. in our overall margin, our restructuring path is coming to an end, especially when you look at the Spanish activities, which are very close to a solution. We think we should be out of that mode very soon, and with the mm-hmm. negotiation of the refinancing, we will have some covenants back in place, and they will be adjusted in a way based on the level where we are, that we should be able to keep the covenants and to stay into the ranges for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Thanks a lot again.
Sure.
We received a follow-up question of Mr. Hauenstein from DZ Bank. Your line is now open, sir.
Hello, thanks again for taking a follow-up, please. It's on stationary transportation technology. On slide 7, I looked at your order intake on a like-for-like basis, and I was a bit surprised to see that even on like-for-like, the orders were actually trending down. So I would have expected to see at least a slight improvement here. Was this due to some special effects here or still some consolidation effect, or when should we expect the orders here to trend upwards again by next quarter? Because I was wondering whether the trend is going steadily upwards over the course of this year and hopefully beyond, or is there some wobbling along, let's say, ups and downs within the year, except from Q4, which will be probably strong. So will we reach, let's say, 25 million or more compared to last year? So this was the number from last year, Q4. Will that be reached again, or at least, or maybe even passed?
Actually, Mr. Hauenstein, we are confident that we reach our goals in our stationary transportation technology segment in or in Pinch Group, which is a little bit easier to pronounce. Mm-hmm. So far, this is a seasonal effect. Q1 is always very sluggish in stationary business, as you know from our previous years. We stick to the sales we had in this continued businesses as in the years before. It should remain on this level. So as we were coming down from the previous years to the level that we reached right now, we think that we consolidate on this level and start to grow also in new markets, but also in Germany slightly. But we don't expect sales growth rates or order intake rates as in mobile transportation or even components.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
As far as there are no further questions, I hand back to Mr. Güsken.
Thank you very much. And for all participants, thanks for having joined this call. Before you go, we would like to let you know that we're looking forward to the continued dialogue with you, also in person or over the phone. We will continue to be on the road in May, and we are also very open to individual and small group discussions in our headquarters in Munich. So bye-bye, everyone, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.